and a miniskirt. Her name's Suzanne,
right.
The one in the high-hole boat is Sharon.
Uh-huh.
And Karen is the one with the blonde wig on. And with the bullet man, we're going number one. And I don't need any money
not to have any fun.
At 8, East Bay by 9.
We may run out of money tonight,
never out of time.
Yeah.
Palmer Street, we kiki corner, had to line. It's anybody's guess how late we're gonna run.
We go all night, alright, to midnight, just begun.
Let's get moving into action. Let's get moving into action. If your life's too slow, no satisfaction. Find something out there, there's an attraction. If you hesitate.
We tried to warn them
that your days were over
and your ship was sunken.
Respect to New York, respect to London.
But we're from California and our stance has golden.
And the music come playing, then you jump up, jump down.
If you hook up the speakers, man, we'll bring the sound.
And the music will be heard from miles and miles around.
We got songs of redemption, songs of war.
We got songs like this that can pack the dance floor.
Let's get moving into action. Let's get moving into action. If your life's too slow, no satisfaction. Find something out there, there's an attraction.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
In the laundry room, the word flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host. My name is Marielle. It's just about 1:15. I'll be here until 2 p.m. today. What did I start off with today? You just heard the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club off of their latest album, Baby 81. That song is called Weapon of Choice. Prior to that, local band The Transmitters off of their latest self-titled full-length album. That song was called Alma Blackwell. And I started off my show today with some Tim Armstrong from Rancid, of course. He's released a solo reggae ska album called A Poet's Life. And that song that I played was Into Action. Like always, you can check out my playlist online every week at www.wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. If you forget what I played or whatever, what I have for you this week. I have tickets to give away this week for, I don't know yet. I haven't decided. There are a couple shows I would like to give tickets away to, but I don't know which one I want to choose today. So stay tuned for that. I'll be giving those away in about 20 minutes or so. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. And I have a lot of music to get through today. A lot of bands that I haven't played in a long time. I had one of those weeks where I was like, you know, I haven't played like this specific band in a really long time. And I just kept coming up with more and more bands. So I have a lot of older stuff to play for you today. Other than that, I haven't really been doing anything. I've had quite the boring week. So hopefully you've been up to something more interesting than I have. I think the most interesting part of my week was maybe playing lots of video games. Yeah. Good times. Yes, I won't go into the details about that right now. But what was I going to say? A band that I haven't played in a long time is The Dwarves. So this is some Dwarves on CITR.
Oh!
you perhaps would be interested to know that Turbo Negro is coming to Vancouver. Yep. Commodore Ballroom, October 11th. That is all.
Respect.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Guess what? I forgot to give away tickets, but that's okay, because then I'll just give away like twice as much next week or something, if I remember. I usually have a terrible memory, so I probably won't, but let's just say that I will. I just played the Clorox Girls off of their latest album, J'aime les filles. That song was called Telephone. Prior to that, a local band, Living with Lions, off of their EP, Dude Manor. That song was called Later is Better. Before that, I played some brand new Tiger Army off of their latest album, Music from Regions Beyond. That song was called Ghosts of Memory. Before that, another local band, Daggermouth, off of their latest album, Turf Wars. The song was called Abracadabra Homes. And before that, Turbo Negro off of Scandinavian Leather. That song was called Gimme Some. What did I play before that? The Wednesday Night Heroes off of their album Guilty Pleasures. That song was called Move to Press. The Gallows or whatever before that off of their album Orchestra of Wolves. That song was called Rolling with the Punches. Before that, I played the Blood Brothers off of their album Crimes. That song was called Trash Flavored Trash. And the Blood Brothers are coming to play a show here in Vancouver with Winning and a couple other bands. I'll tell you about that in just a sec. And I believe I started off that set with the Dwarves off of their album Come Clean. That song was called Over You. Whew. If you had problems following along or whatever, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Shows coming up that I and perhaps you would love to check out. Ouch. Like I said, Turbo Negro is coming to Vancouver. They're playing the Commodore Ballroom October 11th. A local band, Fake Shark Real Zombie, are playing at the Balmoral July 27th. Only Crime, which I gave tickets away for last week, are playing at the Plaza Club July 28th. What else is going on? The Jolts and the Lizard People. And the Lizard People is that they're a local band, and when they play, they all wear lizard masks. Or at least that's what I'm told. I haven't seen them yet, so perhaps I will check out this show. The Jolts and the Lizard People are playing at the Cobalt August 10th. The Rebel Spell is also playing at the Cobalt the next night. That is August 11th. What else is going on? The next night, August 12th, at the Plaza Club, you can check out... Holy crap, that's a lot of bands. Misery Signals, Shai Hulud, The Human Abstract, The Means, Straight Reads the Line, and Savannah. All of those bands. August 12th at the Plaza Club. Pelican are playing August 15th at Richards on Richards. Thor is having a CD release party at the Lamplighter August 18th. The next night is the Blood Brothers show. The Blood Brothers are playing with Winning and Baby Control. That's happening at the Plaza Club, August 19th. The next night, Strung Out. Strung Out are playing at the Croatian Cultural Center. That is happening August 20th, so it is an all-ages show. Bison are playing with Jaws and the China Creeps at the Cobalt, August 24th. And I saw the China Creeps open for Agent Orange last week, and the guy that plays bass in the China Creeps has the sweetest mustache. The best facial hair I've ever seen. I usually hate facial hair. I'm not a fan of it whatsoever, but this guy had, like, the sweetest mustache. Yeah. Sometimes it's awkward. What else is going on? The Agrolites are playing at the Red Room August 30th. Gogo Bordello playing Commodore Ballroom August... September... What is that? September 2nd. I wrote down September 2nd. That show was originally at Richards on Richards, but they sold, I think, more tickets than they expected, or they sold out and then they started to sell some more or whatever. But the Commodore is bigger than Richards, so they had to change the venue to accommodate that the size change. What else is happening? Art Brute is playing at Richards on Richards September 3rd. Flipping the page. What else is happening in September? Cannibal Corpse. They're playing with the Black Dahlia Murder, the Red Cord, and Goat Whore at the Croatian Cultural Center. It's an all-ages show, September 26th. The Cure is coming to Vancouver. I'm not sure if that show is sold out or not yet. It should be, if it isn't by now. They're playing at GM Place October 9th. The Ravenettes are coming back to Vancouver. They're playing at Richards on Richards October 29th. The next night, Henry Rollins is doing an evening of spoken word at the Center for Performing Arts, October 30th. And I saw him the last time he was here doing a spoken word thing, and it was hilarious. It was great. What else is happening? Oh, right. The Hives are coming to Vancouver, but not in the way in which one would expect. They are opening for a band that I really don't like. The Hives, November 3rd at the Pacific Coliseum, because they're opening for Maroon 5. Yeah, they are. I don't know how that works or how that happened, but you know it's going to be expensive, and you know there are going to be a lot of, like, really excited 12-year-old girls there. That's it for shows right now. I think that's more than enough to keep a single person satisfied. At least I would hope so. What else is going on? I don't know. What I'm playing now, theoretically, I should have. Yes, I do. I have some new music for you. I have less than 10 minutes left if I don't get to talk again. Robin and Colin are coming next at 2 o'clock. They are doing the Ink Studs show, the show all about comic books, my friends. And after that, at 3 o'clock, we have Rico, Brennan, and Jules coming in to do Crimes and Treason. So stay tuned to CITR. This is some brand new Icarus Line. Yeah, on CITR.
Just get in. Having fun, you're just standing looking dumb and bored with your thumb in your ass. You're madness. For once in your life, before you retire, be the leader of the choir. Set your pubic hair on fire just because you feel like it. Be that more screaming in the crowd. Hey! She could never ever be too loud for me. So help us help you off in bar, cause we're only getting started. Grab your feces like an ape and finally celebrate just because. Finally talk to a girl, throw your dream journal in the urinal. Cuddle trap shoes and a girdle, dreams really can come true. Be living proof. Be that more screaming in the crowd. Hey! This shit can never ever be too loud for me. So help us help you off the fire, cause we're only getting started. Yeah, we're only getting started.
CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Inkstud Show, the radio show where we talk
about comics.
All right. That was Lalo Triffin, Hotel Daniels from the Billet soundtrack.
The Bullet soundtrack.
Bullet. Steve Sorry. McQueen, Bullet. Come on.
He loses six hubcaps on four wheels. He really does.
I'm joined by my co-host, Don King.
Hello.
And special guest appearance by Mr. Luke Meat.
Hello.
A Noise.
Thank you very much for
having
me on,
Every Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Shameless plug.
It ain't noise if it doesn't annoy.
That's true.
Okay, so this week our special guest is Jim Blanchard, who I will bring on the air.
Hey, listeners.
Hey, Jim. Woo! So just for people to know who Jim is, Jim is a fantastic artist who has done lots of books of, I don't know how to describe it, like kind of pop, weird interpretations of figures and such. Also, some great stuff like The Bad Meat and one of my favorite titles, Trucker Fags in Denial.
Yes.
And I should actually do the listener discretion be advised, because we will talk about Trucker Fags in Denial.
There yeah. will there will there be some blue words.
Yeah, is that okay on Canadian airwaves?
It is, sir, as long as we cover our butts by giving the disclaimer. So
I see, very good.
And I think we get in trouble if we say the C word, so...
Canada?
Yeah.
Canuck or what?
Canuck. Canuck, yeah. So, how are you doing today, Jim?
I'm very well.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So, I guess... we have a bunch of stuff to cover. Luke is here because he's very interested in the musical aspect, and he also really likes your stuff, as well as